welcome to the Peach Mountain Shogun podcast. It is the 9th of some month in the 6th. June. I can read numbers. Shut up.
It's getting
weird, so no, of course not. I mean, numbers into weird. So what is
this? I am Craig.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Barack Obama.
No, you're not. You're still JJ.
No, I believe in the power.
You
of...
say it enough, you're going to become.
Yeah,
the power. And then I'll have to kill you.
The power of positive thinking. No, we're not.
Get out, Mr. President.
Anyway, that's a good start. You sat on my notes. I just been tackled on Craig's bed.
It was your fault for saying that you were the president of the United States.
Metal Gear Solid 2 said that, which leads us, oddly enough, into E3 discussion.
Yes, it does.
Because
it really does.
Because, and if you're wondering why, I'll just say real quick. Metal Gear Solid HD remakes for 2, Snake Eater, and the PSP, one of the PSP games? Get which one?
Hopefully the actual one that is an actual game.
Yeah, not the one where you just kind of, like, play Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which is... One of them was... I actually had that one. It was kind of a sucky...
I kind of haven't played any of them. I played the demo one. I suck at it. So,
Pokemon.
Yeah, on the PSP, it was sort of like you get mini levels and...
Oh, that's
one
where
you
have to capture people to help you through the levels and
I know,
match
but
it.
The thing is, what you were saying is... It was rubbish for some reason. It was a Metal Gear Solid game where you played Pokemon. That's why it was rubbish.
And on that note, we're not even 2 minutes in and we're off the rails. So, with that being said, E3 is on this week. It's in it's not in Las Vegas. It's in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I know video games. I don't know geography or numbers or words. Don't judge me. You talk.
Guilty.
Okay, yeah, so as my...
OBJECTION!
As my esteemed and slightly scary colleague...
OBJECTION!
Said, I object to your objection of my objections objectifying people.
So just wants to make
this
me
week.
An object.
And, yeah, obviously they kicked off with the keynotes as per usual. So, yeah, no surprises there.
Well, yeah, who would have thought and what
there
we're
going to... There were, like, 4 keynotes before the show actually officially began.
Yeah, but we're only going to look at the official ones as of the show starts. So we're looking at the big 3, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, because, let's face it, I mean, there are other ones, and obviously, you know, Apple had their own news, which we might get onto later. We might not, because meh, babushka.
Apple's news was kind of equally as disappointing as the actual keynotes.
Yeah, which... Well, we may as well just jump into it. First keynote, FE3, you know, a bit South African.
Yes.
Not sure if you noticed. Yes. Was the Microsoft keynote. Any thoughts or opinions on how that went?
Yeah, it went about as well as could be expected, really. They still haven't announced 720, which isn't surprising. I still think we're going to do that next year. Other than that, yeah, it was keynote. I had... You know, just too much casual connectness in it.
Yeah.
And some actual things that make Kinect look like it would be a, you know, actual usable thing for real gamers.
See,
sort of.
Kinect, for me, real quick, you know, there was a lot of Kinect, and obviously I'm a... Whatever the opposite of proponent is, really, I guess. I hate Kinect.
Opponent? Mm.
Opponent, hey, words. Mr. Thesaurus over here. Ooh. With his little book head.
You're like
a walking dictionary.
You're like Kinect's
opponent.
You are
a walking dictionary.
You know what? If you're Kinect's opponent, I'm going to go ahead and bet on Kinect to kick your ass.
Well, to be fair, it's like, that's like how Skynet started. You know, it's like man versus machines. Cause it watches us and collects our data and movements. It's studying us.
Didn't someone actually make Kinect into the... Terminator robot thing?
Yeah, we did do a...
more like Johnny Five?
Yeah, we did... Well, if you think about Kinect's head, it's
Johnny
the same
Five.
Sort of shape as...
They've created Johnny Five, and in so doing, I've recreated Rob for Nintendo.
Oh my god!
Okay.
Can you imagine if Nintendo announced new for the Wii this year? Rob! But it would just be like, I want to know how they do it. It would just be Johnny Five.
Pretty much.
Ad, any thoughts on Kinect or Microsoft in general?
well, Johnny Five would be cool. No, the only Kinect title that I kind of had any interest in, and you know, I am having to choke this out of my mouth because, well, it's a Kinect game, and it's a Kinect game
as opposed to choking the chicken.
Anyway,
you know, I said that as a load of kids were just running down the street.
Choke the chicken.
So anyway,
don't choke the chicken.
So anyway,
cook. I don't know.
The game that I was going to mention was Rise.
Riz.
I think it's game that was to be Rise.
Combat game that was.
One at a time, kids. One at a time.
Who the fuck was that man's back? Who the hell was that man's back?
It's a Kinect game. That's all I know.
It was announced last year as like, hey, look, there's this deadly combat game that was like, yeah, no one cares. And now they're like, oh, and it's called Rise. It's like, yeah, people still don't care.
It's just not called Rise because Rise is spelled with an I, not a Y.
But right, why are you putting your hand up? Are we putting our hands up?
Because I want to make a point without jumping over people.
I just thought it looked like a good tech demo, that's all. So.
They have repurposed it and renamed it. It's now called Fruit Ninja Kinect.
Yeah.
But it's basically what it is.
Why is that still saying that?
Fruit Ninja Kinect.
Which is actually coming out.
Even though it was supposed to be set in Rome.
Yeah.
Anyway, Modern Warfare 3.
Roman Soldier Kinect.
Yeah, so Microsoft this year, they kicked off with third-party titles.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. Because
they wanted to do a big section at the end where they went, hey, and this stuff's only out on our console. And then they filled that with a ginormous bunch of shit Kinect titles and Halo.
I think the problem with, you know, any developer, like, we're going to get to them in a bit, but with Microsoft and Sony, they really shouldn't be focusing on third-party titles and, you know, which are multi-platform and saying, hey, and this is coming out for our console because the developers of those games are going to be doing that anyway, so
yeah.
What's the point? The only, as I say, exception is with Nintendo, which we'll get onto a bit later, where they announced third-party titles and it actually meant something because it was support which the Wii hasn't had.
Yeah.
Which is fine by me, but with Microsoft, you know, obviously you start off with MW3 and Tomb Raider, and then you jumped into Mass Effect 3, which I'm sure Ad wants to wax lyrical on. So go for it.
I think it looks great.
Yeah, it looks exactly like Mass Effect 1, except with a little bit more gears in it, which it... One? Why did I say one? Two?
I don't know.
With a little bit more gears in it, which it actually needs, because, you know, Cold Mechanic in that game kind of sucks.
Yeah, it kind of did. I really like this whole light knife thing.
Yeah, they copied that of Halo.
Yeah, it's an energy tool.
They kind of did. No, the elites really in Halo like Reach it.
Actually have one of them. It's like the exact same thing. It's like a cross between that and an Omni tool.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
Just playing with themselves.
Of course they are.
I mean, I just really.
Oh yeah, everyone better have silenced their phones.
Oh, of course. From what I actually watch.
Hello.
Okay.
What?
Actual talkingness.
Okay, Ahmed Jalili apparently is in the room.
Dom Jolly, Jesus.
Yeah,
why did I say
Ahmed Jalili? Why are you picking on the fat Asian man?
You racist!
Why are you picking on the fat Asian man, huh, dude? Huh? Anyway.
I suddenly thought of Ahmed Jalili for some reason.
Right, speaking of fat Asians, let's get back to Mass Effect 3.
I thought you were going to go straight to Assassin's Creed. I was like, why are you going to jump? He's not that fat, he's just old.
So
isn't he? He's Italian!
Oh yeah. I don't know, everyone looks like Altair anyway.
That's Jack because they all look like Desmond.
No, Desmond's Asian.
Anyway, moving swiftly.
You're racist!
Anyway, talking about...
Why is it every time we go to Assassin's Creed, someone gets called a racist?
Anyway, Mass Effect 3 is looking like Mass Effect with more Mass Effect, hopefully more RPG and a better shooter element to it. And now Kinect support.
It is recording, don't give
it
to
me. I just look really fucking quiet on it.
No, trust me, you're not. I will say, what I noticed, I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you the other day, was the giant in the trailer, which was shown during E3, The giant Reaper ship looked like a big Geth armature to me, which I thought was kind of weird.
A little bit.
Because it had the same head and sort of body.
I mean, wait, it's inside, isn't it? The what they actually look like. Yeah. Because they're building like a, they were at the end of spoilers. No, it's not actually, you know
no,
what?
Game,
if you
haven't played that game by now. Game came out January 2010.
Yeah. At the end of Mass Effect 2, they had where you fought a Reaper in the making, which was humanized. And there's, well.
I'd just like to say, on that note of spoilers, it turns out that Bruce Willis is a ghost.
Yeah.
Just for anyone who hasn't seen that film.
So it's a film?
So throughout all of Die Hard, Bruce Willis is a ghost?
Yeah.
Wow.
Makes a lot more sense now.
Yes.
And
no wonder Hans was so shocked looking at that.
Connect support or something, which is basically the voice part of it. Which leads me to believe, hey, why does it need Kinect? Why can't I just use the headset and not look like a fool talking to a magic stick?
Good point. Simple as good point.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it actually, is there actually something inside Kinect now? Because I know that we're going to have like a separate CPU and all magic stuff inside that to make it stronger, and then realize that they actually had to make this viable by people. So decided to frig all that off. Yeah.
But I think what the general consensus is we're getting to is we all like Mass Effect 3, but we all don't really like Kinect as much. I mean, and that was a lot of what was Microsoft's presentation was Kinect-centric. So again, it does come across as a wee bit of bias from us, but at the same time, you know, that's our opinion. We're entitled to it. If you don't agree, you're wrong. On that note, Ad,
I think the main issue with Kinect is if you're going to make a AAA title and say, right, we're going to have this using Kinect, you then have to think of a way to work around it so that Kinect isn't a central part of the gameplay so that people without Kinect can still play the game.
I play the game very similar to that recently, actually. Virtua Tennis 4 was really pimping out as a, hey, we're on Kinect! Use the Kinect to play tennis! And basically the game, it really doesn't need Kinect at all. There's no point to it. It's just a tacky tag-along sort of thing.
Well, I think the thing is with all AAA titles and all sports, annual sports titles, if they're going to have Kinect, it's going to have to be tacked on because people won't buy it if you have to use Kinect.
Anyway, moving swiftly on because we're just going to go down a spiral here.
We are.
With other Kinect stuff we saw, we have a new Bing integration, which I'm not as impressed now that I know how it works, because the way it came across in the presentation is like, hey, you can search for things on the internet using Bing and Kinect, and it's actually just more, you can search through anything associated with an Xbox. It's not like you can, say, for example, search for, I want to look up a Final Fantasy VII remake on the PlayStation 3. Xbox, Kinect, Bing, go! It won't work.
No.
We've also got YouTube coming to 360, which is long overdue. Get iPlayer sorted.
Oh, so.
And the next thing on there is, you've just said, TV integration. We've already got Sky in this country, which is sort of okay. I've used it. I'm not really a big fan of it. It's just, it feels very limited. So, any thoughts on that?
On the Bing thing, I honestly think it was just like, hey, you know what we can do now? We can have the Xbox search using voice, and they all went, yeah, you know, because, you know, we never had a microphone before, obviously. And then they went, hey, you know what needs help and searches? Bing! Because it's a shit version of Google.
It really
because
is.
Because nobody uses it.
I know. Well, that's it. They're basically saying, well, Xbox is more popular than Bing, so let's use Xbox to make Bing more popular.
Well, it's like you can get free Bing downloads through the 360, can't you? Like free Bing wallpaper, gamer picks, all sorts of that stuff. Anyway, so yeah, that's just.
Who would want Bing wallpaper, gamer picks?
It's free, so guess who got it? This guy!
He's pointing at himself, ladies and gentlemen. Feel sorry for him.
And then got rid of it because it was shit.
On that note, there are currently Green Lantern wallpapers and gamer picks up, which are also free.
I'll be getting them.
No, I got them, the rubbish. I don't care, I've got them.
I won't be getting them.
No one needs that.
No, they don't. Anyway, other things to come from Microsoft. We had Minecraft, which Craggle, I believe you have a few thoughts on.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Minecraft Classic in an attempt to say, hey, look, I played something that's like, you know, moderately popular right now. And then it was like, yeah, the actual game needs more direction, which costs money, so I haven't played that. Because I'm waiting for it to come out on the iPhone, which means I probably won't play it on the Xbox. Unless, you know, it's really cheap and I am an achievement hoe.
Yeah, which we'll again get to later. But, I mean, Minecraft on the 360, I don't know. I wanted to try it on my laptop and, you know, before it became you have to pay to use it. But I just never really had the urge to try it and I still don't. I mean, looking at it, it's kind of like Little Big Planet syndrome with me, where I can see why people enjoy it and why people get into it. But for me, I'm just not interested at all. And yeah. I like, you know, I like to make stuff in games. It's just, that's just too much. It's like, whenever you sort of like, you give them this environment, it's like, okay, now do whatever you want. It's like, okay, where do I begin? It's like,
I'll tell you where you begin. You make the first level of Mario.
Or a giant penis.
Everybody has done plenty of both of those.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm out of ideas.
Actually,
oh god, don't make a giant Mario penis.
Yeah, how did you see it coming? Oh wait, because it was so giant.
I don't think the world needs more giant penises. I think there are enough giant
Craig,
penises.
We're getting you neutered. Apparently the world doesn't need your giant penis.
That's not the pen.
Big Willy?
I wasn't talking
about that.
Some say
Big Willy Wilcott.
That's not exactly what I was.
I am Big Willy Wilcott.
yes, he is. I was kind of trying to insinuate, you know, there's another term, another meaning to the word, but never mind, let's move on.
I don't even know what he's talking about, so we'll move on.
Let me say, you, my friend, are a penis.
Oh no shit. Jesus. Anyway.
What the doodle do? Anyway, Kinect games. No.
No. Let's see.
No.
The only thing.
Fable the Journey, Sesame Street, kind of interesting. Star Wars, you know, Sesame Street, kind of interesting. Other than that, yes, there are Kinect games.
And
play them,
do you know what? We've,
suck.
Too many.
We've all played Fable, and I think we can all safely skip over this bit and just move on to the last most important thing to come from this, the two new Halo games.
Yes.
Well, 1.5 new Halo games. Well, everybody knew about Halo Anniversary. And, I mean, to be fair, for what they showed of Halo 4, it might as well not be the two new Halo games. It might as well be the new Halo game remade and the new Halo trilogy that they're making, which, you know, because it's supposedly Halo, this is a trilogy. And
yeah,
like,
pretty much. Everything works in trilogies. I genuinely blame X-Men for this. Mm-hmm. You know, the X-Men film, like, 11 years ago now, 2000-ish, was it?
Around that, maybe.
To be fair, I think you should more blame Star Wars. You know, good trilogy, and then like, well, we have to keep this trilogy, so let's make a good trilogy, and then just, let's make a really bad trilogy.
Yeah, you have to have a light trilogy.
They couldn't have made all
trilogy.
Six of them at the same time and had them all be good.
When you say a bad trilogy, I'm confused. Which trilogy do you mean exactly?
The second half, which is actually the first half, which is the one where it's like, hey, you're not magic, it's just tiny robots.
Jar Jar Binks is awesome. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's the only good thing to come out of that, shit.
He's all sparkly, though.
So, I mean, Halo...
He's all sparkly, glowy.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm Jar Jar Binks.
Wait. What did he say then?
He's a little sparkly, glowy.
Have we not seen this?
No.
The rooster. Why am I saying rooster teeth? The chicken.
Robot chicken.
I might actually hit you.
That's why I was so shocked, to be fair.
So, yeah.
No, I just wanted him to say it again. Jesus Christ.
Halo Anniversary is basically like, you know, Halo Anniversary is like, yeah, look at this. It's the first game except shinier and now with Halo Reach's multiplayer in, apparently.
Yeah, it seems to be using sort of like a reined back version of the Halo Reach engine. Like it's using that sort of dynamic if you look at the animations, but it's not using the same graphic level.
I know, but I mean they actually showed in the thing, yo, and this is what the multiplayer is, and it was like, okay, that guy's wearing a CQB helmet, that guy's wearing a Mark V helmet. Yeah, they're both from Halo Reach.
Yeah.
So basically this game, you know the way ODST started out as an expansion of Halo 3, and then they went, no, actually, let's make it an actual game. I think this game needs to start out as an actual game and then go back into an expansion of Halo Reach.
Yeah,
I could love that. I would pay for a downloadable remake of Halo Anniversary Combat Evolved thing, and but the actual tagged on multiplayer just seems like they should bring maps with it that connect to Halo Reach.
And it's got to be said as well.
Actually, maybe that's what it is. I kind of hope that's what it is now.
That's to be said. That coming from E3, I mean, I haven't written it all down, but hell of a lot of remakes in the works. Just like a lot of HD upgrades of games from about 10 years ago, which just is insanity. But anyway, so Halo 4, I mean, all we got really was an FMV sequence of Master Chief and Cortana, and Master Chief's running through a ship as it explodes, and he sees what looks like a big thing in space, which is probably a Halo thing.
It looks, to me, like
the beginnings of one.
It kind of looked like Unicron.
Yeah.
Something looked wrong with that, though. I mean, the actual... I think since Bungie departed, they have actually changed the character designs of every character in that game. Because, I mean, Master Chief in the remake looks kind of blocky. And in the new game, he looks incredibly square. And apparently always had a jetpack now.
Yeah.
Which is quite annoying. That,
yeah. I mean, if you haven't had a jetpack for this long, you might have told us.
Okay,
I mean,
maybe it's a what if Master Chief turned around and said, I have a jetpack now. Jetpacks are cool.
Yeah, I would.
I'd slap him on his fez.
Yeah, can I just ask real quick, because you've been like Halo fans longer than me. Is there ever any point in the Halo games where Master Chief doesn't have his helmet on?
No.
Because, no. I just wanted a straight answer. Don't go anywhere. Take that point, put it into a box, lock it in the drop tour.
It must have been because he changed suits.
They tease at him taking his helmet off, but they never actually show his face.
Reason being, I was thinking about it the other day, you know the whole stereotype about shooters, bald space marines?
Hmm.
Well, you don't know if Master Chief has hair or not, so...
He's not around here.
Well, in that case, he's not a bald space marine, at least.
Even.
Anyway,
well,
moving...
Both read the books.
Moving on!
Okay.
Because we've talked about Microsoft way too long. Sony's press conference. Well, I nearly fell asleep during it, I'll be honest.
I fell asleep before it. Because, you know, English was on at 1 o'clock. To be fair, you would think the Sony being like one of the big three would not go, we're going to have the last...
He's actually fallen asleep about us talking about the press conference. Wake up!
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, being one of the big three, you would think they would do something other than...
Do you know what year it is?
Who's the president?
I'm the president! Wait!
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why is he covering his head?
He thinks he's going to get tackled.
Why are you hugging your head?
I'm doing double fingers at you.
What was I saying?
Sony's keynotes.
Yeah, you would think they would have not went for like, hey, we're going to do the final one today. And went for, hey, you know, people all around the world will be watching this. We will do the one right after Microsoft to make sure everyone can see it without staying up till stupidly late.
The other thing as well, though, is that people need to sort of digest the Microsoft news, which wasn't a great amount.
Exactly.
And with Sony, if you think about the time zone differences, you're talking about... it would have been on the west coast of America. So 5:30 local time for them, maybe 7:30 on the east coast.
Yeah.
Would have been earlier in the day still for Japan. So right there, you've sort of hit, you know, the two... big hitting sort of markets.
Hmm.
And Europe, obviously, you know, I guess we're third, even though I think...
No, we're fourth behind France, aren't we, or something?
I said
Europe.
BS like that.
France
Europe.
Is part of
no,
Europe.
Actual France is apparently ahead of us, or something.
France is part of Europe.
Europe. Why are you making
going
to Europe and making a globe?
As in all-encompassing... France is part of Europe.
I said Europe. He heard France. I never said the UK.
No, I heard UK because I'm not Europe.
Are you okay? Are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Your
buddy. You can talk about it. Let it out.
Hey, Craig.
Why are you burping me? Stop burping me!
Wait. Okay. What does this sound like?
No, no, it's more like this.
Devolving people.
Ooh, we've met. Hey, do you want to join us?
No, I'm good, thanks.
But we're having fun!
Anyway.
Oh, yeah!
Sony, what did the... What did the Sony press event start with?
Oh, because I actually stayed up for... What do you think? Well, I said... I said before the conference, what they needed to do was walk... Just have a guy walk out with a giant credit card on his arm, just big cheesy, going to say, thanks, guys! And just kind of walk off again. What they actually did was the head of Sony Entertainment in America, I think it was, just came out and said, we're sorry, we suck, let's get on with it. And it's like, why didn't you have a bit of fun with it? You know, just, you know, sort of be more lighthearted. It started off showing Uncharted 3, Drake's something beginning with D.
Drake's Deception.
Yeah, I think it's Drake's Deception, because I've written Drake's Nolan North impression. I don't know why I thought
I
that was funny at the time.
I looked at, like, it's like, you know, yeah, Uncharted 3. And I looked at it and thought, why haven't I played the first two of these games? You know,
yeah,
I played the first one, like, for a bit, and I went, yeah, no.
I will say, for Uncharted 3, because I actually, you know, watched it and everything, the trailer for it was gameplay. It was kind of like, you know, the beginning of COD 4, where you're on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically that, but in an Uncharted sort of world.
Yeah.
Uncharted world, Jesus, there's a great name for a game, someone use it.
I'll do it.
No, you won't.
Oh.
But it was like, it was pretty, I liked it because the graphics, especially the water, because it basically Drake blows something up in the ship like an idiot, and the ship starts to capsize, and the water starts rushing through, and you kind
of
got it.
That was basically what I watched that, and I went, yeah, I want to play all of this franchise now.
Yeah, and because the looks of it and how everything worked, I mean, this is what I appreciate with sort of gameplay demos is whenever you get a demo and it's sort of like you can tell that isn't 100% smooth, that the guy is actually playing the game. Actually, that brings me to a point which I forgot during the Microsoft keynote.
At the start in the Modern Warfare 3, he went, hey, this guy's going to play the game. He came out and... Oh, controller disconnected.
Within 2 minutes of it starting. It's like, that's a great... this is an omen.
New batteries, dude.
Uncharted 3, though, I mean, it was only a small glimpse. It looked fantastic. I absolutely recommend anyone who's got a PlayStation getting that freaking game.
Buy PlayStation 3.
I like my bank details. Also, on the Sony press conference was Resistance 3. You play Resistance,
Played Resistance 2, like the co-op, hated everything else about it. Tried to play Resistance 1, yeah, that exists. I've played it on the PSP. Meh. But multiplayer is apparently an actual playable game now. And not like, hey, look, this is Quake, but with shit guns. So now it's, there's a multiplayer demo beta starting at the end of the month, and in this country you get it with the actual PlayStation Plus subscription, which is really cool because it starts the 28th of this month, and you know the free month runs past that.
Yeah.
So I will have a free month to play like a couple of days of that and decide if I want to get another month of PlayStation Plus to play more of that, and then we'll know if I would like to actually get that game.
Not a bad teaser, but I mean, for me, Resistance 3, Sony really went out of their way to make that game a big deal. Like, they announced the game, they announced all the special edition bundles, and the fact that it'd be Move compatible, and that you get a big plastic thing for an extra $50 or whatever to put your Move on. It's like, hey, it's like having a gun, and it's like, yeah, we haven't seen that with...
I kind of want that, but I'm not paying 30 quid for that plastic gun.
Yeah, and the actual...
I mean, it actually changes how the controller works as well. In relation to the game controls,
It's not just
something to stick it into, but
I look at Resistance 3 and then I look at Gears of War, and it's just like, my eyes go blank.
Microsoft Gears 3, they just show the demo of it though, so that's really not news.
Not really, no. I mean, you say about, you know, Resistance 3, they went out of the way to make it look like a big game. I think the fact that they had a TV in their keynotes that were just coming from, you know, a games company. I get that Sony also makes TVs and they're making one specialized for playing games, but you would think at E3, when Sony is on, they might talk a bit more towards games.
I will say, though, that I think E3 was the best place to launch the TV because I actually watched the video of it. Again, I was still awake at this point. I was about to go to bed. Oh, yeah. About to say, you know what? You know what, Sony? Fuck you. I need sleep. You're boring me to it. Because at that point, after Uncharted, nothing was worth being awake for. But they said, oh, and by the way, we're bringing out this. And he just showed what looked like a computer monitor. It's it's 24-inch goodness, which he knows all about.
Mm.
Just saying.
Anyway,
24-inch, yes.
Yeah, TV. 24 inches of goodness.
Stop saying 24-inch, stop.
Yes, it's smack you.
It's a TV and it's a really good idea.
But basically how this monitor TV thing works is it is 3D, which instantly means I hate it because 3D is the work of the devil. But
I like it.
It comes
3D,
right,
not the monitor. Indifferent.
It comes with a pair of glasses, and for multiplayer, instead of having sort of a split-screen dynamic as you would do in most multiplayer games these days on the same console, depending on what glasses you wear, depends on what you see, and you see it as the whole of the screen. So it's kind of weird. So basically, there's no need for split-screen.
Oh, okay.
Which is really an interesting, innovative idea, which should have come along years ago, but I give Sony props for it coming up. Even if it is on a 3D TV, that's a damn good idea.
I just realised. I'll give you that. Do you remember those glasses that used to project a 60-foot screen in front of you? Mm. I think next tech events they will actually announce that. Hey, look, these glasses. They can show 3D now, and then it will make that 24-inch TV absolutely redundant because all you will need is a port that will split it into four, and you can have these 60-inch 3D TVs, glasses, and
Terms of this actual TV, the whole idea is that they're giving you 3D, they're giving you these special glasses, which you've got to pay another $70 on top of if you want.
Yeah, because they only give you one pair.
Yeah, from what I could see in the presentation and in most of the news reports, it's saying one pair. There are a few now which are saying, oh yeah, you get two pairs and X, but I've not seen anything to say that you get more than one pair. And you also, again, get resistance free, which is, again, the whole pimping the idea out. I think they said the price point was going to be about $250, so that's call it 190 quid, 200 quid, which for a TV of that size doing what it does is a pretty damn affordable solution. I'm actually quite interested. I'm not saying I'm going to buy one, but I'd like to check it out.
That is actually quite a reasonable price if they're going to keep it that price.
Well, it might go down, but I don't want to upset you with that or anything. No, prices may crash. There may be Armageddon at the markets.
I was thinking more maybe...
And not in the milk market kind of way.
I was thinking...
Because in the milk market...
Chill out.
Yes, please.
Don't tell me to.
I was thinking more maybe if they decide they want more money for it. But anyway, if it comes down, obviously that's always a good thing.
Milk markets.
I'll smack you.
Hello.
I'll milk your market.
So that's anyway, racist.
You're racist.
So anyway, I can't believe I'm going to have to say this. The PS Vita.
Yeah, which is Italian for life.
The PlayStation Vista?
Yeah, which is what I keep thinking of it as. Basically, the PlayStation NGP, PSP2, whatever you want to call it.
I'm going to go ahead and call it PSP2 because it's a PSP2.
Yeah.
It's not Windows Vista.
So basically all it is it is a DSi with a touchscreen on the back, and it can also be upgraded to 3G.
You know, I've just realised something about that Vita. It means what?
Life in Italian.
It would make more sense if they called, and it would sound cooler if they called the controller the PlayStation Life, for fuck's sake. Why Vita?
You know, if you call it the PlayStation Life, that actually sounds like what, you know, the whole PS3 home thing should have been.
Yeah, there was something.
Just called PlayStation Life.
Wasn't there something on the PS3 that was like Life at Home or something? And it was like, it was like this thing where you connected it and it did something. And it was like, you can opt into this. When it's turned off, it will act as part of a supercomputer to do. And I lost interest.
And this is how Iran have put together a nuclear program, ladies and gents. You just bought loads of PS3s.
Yeah.
Like, years and years ago, apparently these nuclear guys were buying loads of PS2s at the time and, like, basing their whole munitions around that, which, if you think about it, you know, a great torture device is if you strap together, like, a wall of 100 PlayStation 2s and just, like, all at the same time, press the disc eject button and, like, have someone press against the wall, because that would just be really annoying. It's like, tell me this, like, no, you'll never... What? Why is there a disc drive going into my 5? That's so weird. What? Okay, fine, just get the disc drives off me already. God!
So,
I think JJ might have been broken.
So what I don't get is the 3G model. What does that, you know? Wi-Fi is obviously, you connect to Wi-Fi, you can use the web on it, you can play games with people.
Yeah, but Wi-Fi is basically the standard.
The same.
Wi-Fi is basically the standard model, which is, you know, sort of inbuilt, and 3G is, you've got it roaming. Even if you're not somewhere which has got a Wi-Fi connection, you can still access the internet.
But now ripping everybody off with phones in this country by stealing all their free data. So what is that? Is that going to, like, cost something extra per month for data? Are you going to be limited to so much data? Or,
well, that's something we're going to have to come to when we cross, to be honest. I've not actually thought of it, because I've got no interest in it. I will say for the Vita is, you know, you've got the touch on the back and now you've got dual analogs. The D-pad looks indented, which just looks a bit bizarre for a Sony controller. And quite frankly, they're saying, you know, the graphics are close to on par with PlayStation 3, which I guess makes it PlayStation 2.5. Still not
great.
Instead of
saying close to on par, they should say the exact same as Xbox.
Yeah, that would rub it in.
Yeah. It's like, hey, look, this handheld, yeah, it's better than your system.
Yeah.
Which is, once again, why I think the Xbox is going to come out with a new... Well, Microsoft will come out with a new Xbox.
And because, you know... You look like you're going to burst if you don't get a point.
Storage problems and... No. But anyway, so, you know, disk storage problems for the Xbox now is getting a bit stupid. And it could probably do with more power.
So, I mean, that was basically the main bits from Sony's press conference. There was also a game on there called Dust 514, which I wanted to bring up just real quick. It's linked into the PC Memorpaga, EVE Online. And it's going to be sort of like a space shooter sort of thing, by the looks of it. Yeah, that's how enthusiastic I am about it, too.
That wasn't actually related to that, but yeah.
It basically... I know, I'd start...
That one was.
Basically, it looks like Mace Griffin Bounty Hunter, which was a game starting Henry Rollins in the PS2 and was terrible.
Yeah.
It had a lot of promise, it sucked. Anyway, so next keynote, the last of a big three, Nintendo!
Winning!
Nintendo winning.
Dude, they should have just called the next thing that.
Yeah, instead of the Wii, winning!
Yeah. God, that would have been so much better than what it's actually called. Which hey, look, they announced a new console, it's called the Wii U. And,
Which, again, sounds like the EU, just, like,
and
wrong.
You know, like, the actual thing at the Wii U is it's announced and it's HD now, and they still don't have an actual hard drive for it, which is...
So, basically, real quick, for anyone who hasn't actually seen what this monstrosity looks like, guess what my opinion is? Just give them a quick tour of it. Describe it, boy!
Okay. Well, it's got this controller, and the controller, right, this controller is totally, it's completely, it's utterly, it's the PlayStation Vita, and then it's like,
I think it is.
But you can only have one of them per system, apparently, or maybe not, or yes, because if there are two, then it's too powerful, and the screen needs to sync to two screens, and yeah.
It sounds like he's babbling. That's actually the best description I've heard of it.
Yeah, I know.
It has achievements, I might get it.
Wait, so were you saying you can only use one controller with it?
No.
Well, no, one of those controllers. Apparently, it's still going to use the Wii's controllers.
Yeah, it's still going to use Wiimotes and Nunchucks, but it's also going to have
its... Classic controllers, you know, the actual controllers.
It's going to have its PS Vista / iPad controller monstrosity thing, which looks
it's
so...
kind of too big.
Yeah, it looks dead clunky and, like...
It's massive.
It just doesn't look convenient.
So, basically, that you can only have one of these things, considering that...
It's got a 6-inch screen. That's just an indication of how big this fucking thing is.
And it's still nowhere near as big as 24 inches, which, may I remind you...
We're just going to keep doing that, aren't we?
But no, if you... Can I please just...
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can!
So, the Wii, the...
Oh, yes!
The casual games haven...
Yeah.
Fun for all ages kind of thing. And yet, now they bring out this new one with this... big, massive piece of technology which older generation and probably kids aren't going to be able to use properly.
Now, here's the thing as well.
Can they have one of them with
exactly,
finger, which
so that's not exactly encompassing with the casual gaming.
Here's the other thing which I took from that was when they were advertising it, they basically had a sort of typical American family and like girls playing on basically with, you know, Wii Nunchuck sort of thing on some Mario game on the TV. Dad walks in. It's like, hey, I'm watching baseball. Whoa. Change this channel. It's like, right there, you've got very bad depiction of family values in America, right there. It's like, yep. Not even polite to his daughter. What the hell? So she takes the game on the move from the console, and it just, like, warps straight onto this giant, clunky thing screen. And it's like, it just makes me think. Nintendo's whole thing is that we want fun for everyone. And I know that in real life, you know, you're not going to play video games all the time. But it seems like a really bad admittance that, yeah, we get that not everyone wants to play our games, so we're going to make this thing for the kids, but it looks bigger
is
than
that
the...
Actually, I just showed this fucking thing.
Yeah, it looks bigger than the girl's torso.
Okay, now, the actual way they should have shown this is, hey, look, it's this thing, and it's HD now, and, you know, it possibly has achievements, better online play, and this controller has a touchscreen, which makes it great for games like Zelda for inventory management and Monster Hunter for inventory management. I mean, that controller to me is basically playing by myself. It's inventory management.
I think he likes managing his inventory, this man.
Really RPG games. That's the first thing that came to mind when I looked at it. Like, oh, inventory management, cool.
In fact, say about that game you were saying about before real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I know we're going, jumping ahead of ourselves a bit.
What's it called? It's like Freaks from Outer Space or something like that. THQ, the first ones to announce like an exclusive third party title. And stop slapping each other.
Does it sound like we're slapping each other?
At each other. The basic thing of it is like the single player is stop slapping yourself. And don't slap me, I'm talking! Single player is basically a first-person shooter. Multiplayer is the humans' side of first-person shooter, you know, classic controller. Then there's the alien side, which is one person with one of these Wii U things, the Vista controllers. And it's basically
with the iPad.
Yeah, the screen on it has a top-down view, and you can basically tap where you want to spawn monsters. And that seemed like, you know, I mean, at the announcement of this actual Wii U, for the 2 days following, which is yesterday and today? No,
it's Thursday today.
Yes. So yeah. Yesterday and today is the 2 days following the announcements. Apparently, Nintendo's stocks dropped.
Yeah, I've actually read that myself earlier, that it's now hit the lowest point in 5 years, which a lot of like prediction and blah, 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 I won't go into the specifics. Basically, the general feeling is...
Oh, he's looking at you longingly.
I'm not. I'm looking at him with intense interest.
Actually,
Get away from me.
I thought he was going to slap me. Basically, the general feeling from the stock market is we were expecting more than just this.
Yeah.
So, whereas, like, people like us are sort of looking at, like, how is this going to work? And, you know, I wouldn't say cautiously optimistic, but, you know, intrigued. Like, the stock market's like, oh, balls to this. This looks like crap.
I like that every developer, though, came out with, oh, my God, this is awesome, basically. Yeah. And it's like, Sony went, hey, you know what? We may be doing this with the PlayStation Vista and the PlayStation 3. You know, we could do something like this with it. And then On Live came out with, hey, you know what? You can actually, you can use an iPad and On Live on the iPad, and then you can do similar to what that thing did.
But nobody heard it because nobody cares about On Live.
I kind of do.
You're the one person who does.
I'm afraid he's right.
The controllers look cool.
It really doesn't. It looks like crap.
Which, as a console gamer, I would like a cool Xbox-ish style controller for the Steam. A Steam-branded Xbox controller that works with all the FPS games.
You want a Dreamcast controller?
I really like the Xbox one more.
Dreamcast's bad. Anyway, add...
Dreamcast, the original Wii U remote.
It really is! Fucking Nintendo ripped off Sega 10 years later. He's like rubbing salt in the wound at the point.
And as I was just about to say, I think Nintendo are ahead of the curve once again on this one. Like,
Sega were ahead of the curve 10 years ago!
Yeah, they always were, actually.
That's what their downfall was.
They were too far into the future.
They were time travellers who got the years mixed up. That was their problem.
Yeah. To be fair, if they recreated the Dreamcast now with current technology and brought it out, it would be a match for every console out there.
Imagine, I know I like to jizz manically about Shenmue, but Shenmue with Ellie Noir's technology.
Yeah.
I hate Ellie Noir.
So anyway,
I played too much of that game.
So anyway, Nintendo.
It's like a bandage. You need to pull it off quickly.
Anyway, before he starts like touching himself,
Zelda.
Yeah, we had a couple of Zelda announcements because the 25th anniversary of Zelda coming out. So we have Zelda Skyward Sword, which is out. Is it next year? Is it coming out?
Well, apparently, no.
Yeah, we've got Link's Awakening DX on
the
3DS.
I have it.
He's trying to look very smug and superior because he knows that's my favourite Zelda game and he has it and I don't.
It's also the only Zelda game I've beat because, you know, Zelda's that awesome. I don't want it to end.
Do you know what my favourite thing about Link's Awakening was?
What?
The feather which made you jump.
Yeah, I've just got that.
It's like jumping in a Zelda game was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ad.
And Four Swords.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is... I mean, that's for the Wii, isn't it?
It's going to be on the DSi store, so you can get it on DSi and 3DS.
All right, cool. That's slightly cooler.
So, actually, me and you can do multiplayer on it. And like,
oh, cool!
Anyway.
And it's not on there, but I cannot wait for Zoot's 3D. That's Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh.
It's nearly time. It's nearly fucking time. Every time I look, I have actually, now that the eStore for the 3DS has launched, I've actually seen this game in 3D, how it's going to look on that thing, and oh my god, I can't wait.
There actually might be something more important coming out before then, real quick. Do you know what it is?
There's not more important than that.
There's one thing more important than that.
Yeah, see.
The apocalypse wasn't more important than that. That's why it got delayed.
Actually, it's even more important than the apocalypse.
What?
Because it's a sign of the apocalypse, really. Today is Thursday, the 9th of June.
Yes, it is.
You know what tomorrow is?
Is DJ coming on?
No.
That's a sign of the apocalypse.
No. Anyway. Duke Nukem Forever comes out tomorrow.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. It's that thing that I was going to pre-order so that I could get the demo, but since they were giving the demo away with the collector's edition of the game that I have every fucking thing for, Game of the Year, not collectors.
The demo, which never actually happened.
Yeah. I actually... Yeah. You know, no, it's... What? Didn't it?
No,
yeah.
It didn't.
No.
I thought it was meant to be coming out like the...
Yeah, it was supposed to come out like last month and it never did.
But no, it was coming out the 3rd or something.
Oh, the actual game.
No, the demo.
No, the demo never...
Like, yeah, I announced it like last month.
No, never happened. But anyway, Nintendo... getting back on topic, we have all the Zelda games, obviously. On the 3DS, we also had Mario Kart 3D, which...
Yeah.
I'll just go through my notes on this one, because I was quite happy
actual
with
actual games for the 3DS that are going to make it kick ass.
Mario Kart 3D, Diddy Kong's Revenge. Super Mario 3D, the Tanuki Suit's Revenge. And Luigi's Mansion 2, like Henry that. Hoover's Revenge!
I like that one.
So basically, let's just go through it. Mario Kart 3D... for the first time ever, you're going to actually be able to race underwater.
You do need 3DS.
No. You're going to be able to race underwater in Mario Kart, and there's also, like, hang gliders on it or something.
Yeah, if you jump off really tall things, you turn into a hang glider.
Yeah, that's stupid.
They have the cool version of Transformers.
This is, again, though...
In that game.
Diddy Kong's Racing had hovercrafts and planes as well as carts, like on the N64.
Yeah.
So this is just, like, the... Finally saying, yeah, Diddy Kong's Racing.
I 100% of that, ideas. But on the DS.
I hate Diddy Kong's Racing. Super
you know,
Mario...
you could always get that on the DS, now you have the DS.
I hate Diddy Kong's Racing.
Cool.
Super Mario 3D, the Tanuki Suit's Revenge. Basically,
yeah.
Super Mario 3D, have either of you seen this?
Yes.
No, actually, I don't think
yes.
I have.
So
yes,
basically, you know what Super Mario... Well, Super Mario 3 looked like on the NES? Now,
yes.
Take that picture...
Okay.
Pour it into Super Mario 64
Galaxy.
And give it... No, pour it into Super Mario 64 and give it Mario Galaxy's graphics.
Yeah, there you go.
Ha.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It really is.
Isn't it good?
I'm playing it now.
You guys need 3DSs.
I will say, if a bundle comes out on that and it's sort of reasonably priced, I will think about it because that game actually...
Why don't you want it for Ocarina of Time? It's beautiful.
Ocarina of Time, I've completed several gajillion times.
I don't need
to play it again.
For some reason, every Nintendo game that comes out, I seem to be completing it on the handhelds.
Yeah, you suck. And the last one on the Luigi's Mansion 2, which I'll be honest, I didn't see any of. Shut up. Ad is in a catatonic state right now of Super Mario 3D.
Dude, don't orgasm
around
my house.
It's wait. You know what this calls for?
What? I'm okay.
Anyway, Luigi's Mansion 2 thing is... Basically, what they showed, I could have sworn was Luigi's Mansion 1.
Which wouldn't shock me.
Everything just looked like, yeah, this is Luigi's Mansion 1.
Anyway, so
weird.
That was Nintendo. That's like the highlights from Nintendo. So with that in mind, I'm going to have a quick round. I'll start with that. Based on what you've heard here today, sir. Who would you say won Electronics Entertainment Expo 2011?
You can also include Ubisoft then.
No. We're just going to look at Microsoft.
Oh, just
so,
Victory.
Yeah, we're just going to look at the consoles.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we'll get to Ubisoft shortly. I really want to get to Ubisoft. I know we're getting close to an hour, but I'm willing to go a little over just to talk about that.
I'm willing to go to 2 hours.
No.
See, I would... Just because they talk... Well, just because... You
just
know,
because you're a fanboy.
Because of Mass Effect 3 alone, I would want to say Microsoft because you know what I'm like with that game. But I think, content-wise, I think Nintendo might have it.
Yeah.
Craggle?
Nintendo is just, yes, the big three, Nintendo won. I mean, Microsoft was like, hey, Halo. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that can beat it, and they actually announced stuff.
I'm going to outright say it now while it's in my head. I'm going to go with Nintendo, but... I would have said it at the beginning of the show, only if, because I've just thought of another good name for the console, if they would have called it the Nintendo Wii Win.
Yeah.
Because that's what it basically is now. I mean, I've just come back to the Nintendo family after being in exile since the GameCube, and very rarely just...
The family gives
off.
No, I just wanted to make a point, and I didn't want to step on you. No, it's just, for a company that have been criticised in the past for not talking much about, you know, their actual well-known established titles like Zelda and Mario. I mean, what did Microsoft talk about? They talked about Halo and Kinect.
They basically basically took an established franchise which was already finished and said, yeah, we're just going to make more of them.
To be fair, the actual announcements at Microsoft that people care about, stuff that was actually announced, was Halo 4.
Yeah.
The actual announcements at Nintendo was Luigi's Mansion, Link's Awakening, Four Swords, the Wii U.
Nintendo destroyed everyone. I mean, I'd say Nintendo, then Sony, and Microsoft dead last.
I'd put Microsoft second just because I'm looking at announced stuff. And the only thing that Sony announced was we've given our handheld a really shit name.
Yeah, which is
which,
true.
To be fair, Nintendo gave their content. I mean, this coming generation is going to be the generation of shit names.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And trilogies.
Let's just hope Microsoft don't go with 720, because I think it would be a really bad idea to continue with that.
I really don't think they are. I think it's just standard naming. I mean, the way Sony are going, I don't think they're even going to go with 4.
Yeah, well,
PlayStation 4,
so anyway, on that note, Nintendo kicked ass in E3, and that's all you need to know, kids. It took us 55 minutes to get there, but that's basically the highlights. Now, getting to the actual developers, publishers, game makers, and etc. Is there anything you want to talk about specifically? I mean, the first thing I've put on my notes here is, because I know Craig really wants to get to it. Yeah,
let's go back in time to when stuff was 2D.
Do you want to explain this?
They basically, it's
Ubisoft.
It was 25th anniversary, was it?
These formed in 1986, and Ubisoft basically had the funnest conference of anything I've seen.
Yeah.
Because they just did not care. They're like, do you know what? We're going to make fun of everything.
Can I just say, I was formed in 1986.
Good for you.
You do realise that actually means that you're now putting into everyone's head.
I was born, that's what I meant.
No, but if that's how he was born, I'd be worried.
You do not know about anatomy, my friend. Anyway,
there was Adam.
Ubisoft, can we please, Ubisoft?
You know.
We can, but we'd rather not.
Can we just stay say on real topic, quick, please?
Can I just say real quick?
No.
You know when it comes to the Bible?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve. Adam was a right bastard because Adam came before Eve.
A mistake. I will not be repeating.
You're a mistake.
I said a mistake.
I thought you said you're a mistake.
Yeah. So
Hello.
Anyway, it basically showed like all the games were like, what games were? Was it the announced? Ghost Recon.
Yeah, Ghost Recon. They had two Ghost Recon games because they have a free to play one and there's the next proper Ghost Recon, Rayman Origins, which looks really sweet.
Well, that one didn't get a flashback because it basically is the flashback.
Yeah, and I mean the one which stood out to me, which I didn't write down, was Brothers in Arms, The Furious Four, which
did
basically
they show a flashback of that.
No, what they did the flashbacks.
I know they did three flashbacks.
Rayman, Assassin's Creed.
Oh, they did the flashback of Rayman.
No, it wasn't Rayman. It was Assassin's Creed, Ghost Recon, and I don't remember what else. But the first one they did was like, it got to such a certain point of like gameplay. But, it was Driver, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was Driver. They did like a sort of what this would have looked like on a Commodore. And it got to a certain point, it's like, he's about to go off the ramp, he's about to make the big jump, insert disc 2. Which is, like, really, like, clever. But
the disc was, like, a floppy disc.
Yeah, it was.
Which is really cool. But, the Assassin's Creed one was basically, it was Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool because they're acknowledging that that's, you know, where that game formed from.
Yeah. But for myself, in terms of games, I would say that Brothers in Arms, Furious 4, because it basically looks like, even to the way that the guys are shaped, Borderlands meets Inglourious Basterds, which I know I got a bit sick of Borderlands recently. I actually just plowed through the Claptrap Revolution a few weeks ago just because.
Did you beat that?
Yeah,
I just
got
downloaded that.
I got to the point where I've
had to
get
through that, but I need to finish L.A. Noire first.
Let me finish.
No,
please.
Basically, I've had Claptrap Revolution. He's licking my hand. He doesn't know where it's been. I've had Claptrap Revolution since about like it came out. You know, just before Christmas, I played it maybe half an hour and then just never played on it. And it's like, do you know
about
what?
10 minutes.
It's like, I need to get this finished. I can't not have it. But with Furious 4, it does look kind of interesting because of the Inglourious Bastards vibe, which I'm kind of interested in. It's very interesting. If you haven't noticed by the amount of times you said interesting, are you interested? Yeah, it's nearly an hour. Fantastic. What else have we got?
Stopping. There's things that are like, you know, EA started their press conference with, hey, you know what, we're not gonna be all phony and have celebrities come out and pretend to have fun with our games like other people. This following Xbox's, you know, Microsoft's press conference, which means they were quite obviously referring to the only celebrity that they had come out, which was Ice-T, who's actually in the fucking game.
20 minutes later.
Exactly. They started bringing out celebrities to
They basically had a little... They had a video for FIFA, which was... They rolled out every footballer he could find. Wayne Rooney, Kaká, Cristiano Ronaldo, I think, was in there. Basically, anyone that could get their hands on Jack Wilshere. And saying, yeah, we play FIFA because it's really good and it's like being on the actual football pitch thing. And they even have Man City's training staff say, oh yeah, this is the best training you can give a young player because it gives them the idea. It's like, that's a fucking video game. And then they had like Lil Wayne in there, like saying, oh yeah, this is how I relax. And like, because the intensity of playing on the pitch is like the intensity of producing the gold record, which I'm not sure he knows anything about.
Can I just say, if your relaxation process is exactly as intense as your work process, you are not relaxing.
And then right after FIFA, we had Madden, which obviously I don't give a fuck about. I don't think either of you two give a fuck about. No. And there we go. I think that's actually my first F-bomb in this whole audio, because that's how...
I would agree.
Fuck. But with Madden, it's they actually trotted out like three guys. They trotted out some guy with a bandana on, another guy who's going to be on the cover of Madden, and another guy who won the Super Bowl, like, actually on stage. And it's like, again, you could make the argument that they're going to be in the game, kind of like I see, but guess what? It would make a blind bit of fucking difference if they weren't. Because they're not actually... They are just... We're trotting people out for the fuck of it.
Well, the thing with football games is... Football and American football games is... When you see these players on the pitch... It means nothing. You could essentially say, oh, here's Williams number one and Williams number two, and there's Jones as number one.
Sensible soccer, did it?
Well, exactly. There's no... It's not like you could say, oh, Wayne Rooney actually plays like Wayne Rooney. Like, oh, what? He kicks people when he doesn't... When a decision doesn't go his way, and he shouts at cameramen. Oh, my goodness, it's so lifelike.
And right after the game, it actually shows cutscenes on FIFA 12 of Wayne Rooney visiting various brothels around Manchester.
Yep. And getting hair transplants.
Allegedly. Which is apparently...
No, it's about time!
I'll give him a bit of respect. At least he admitted it.
I think he's actually winding people up with that.
I haven't actually seen a picture, but he is going a little bald.
He has been going bald since he was born.
I was being sarky, but... Well, I was understating it, rather. But,
I wasn't.
That reminds me, I need to buy some of that stuff. Saki.
Hang on, Wayne Rooney's hair? What?
Yeah.
Anyway, other E3. Yeah. Other notes.
He doesn't have
any
to spare to sell to you, by the way.
Star Wars The Old Republic's coming out soon. Apparently, which means I need to start saving up to...
The actual trailer for that is quite orgasmic in so many ways.
I want to play that game just as... much as I want to play World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
I actually have, but I'm beating Eleanor first.
Old Republic is a case of, if I get the money to get a good spec PC, I'm friggin' doing it just to play that game.
I have just got a new computer. I think I'm going to need to upgrade for this. So I need to start putting money away for this shit now.
Alright, anything else stick out to yourself?
Well, probably one of the two games that I'm looking forward to the most this year. The other one being the anniversary of Halo. I will probably end up getting it. The one I'm going to mention would be Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Yes, that's everyone already knows.
Yes,
can I just
make
a point really quick?
Yes.
Nipples are well interesting.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, I like nipples.
As you were saying about Assassin's Creed, pointy things. It's all linked in.
Is it?
Nipples, point. Assassin's Blades, point.
Oh, right. That's what you're going with.
Yeah,
except for the hook on, which doesn't point anymore.
Oh, the hooky nipple.
Oh, yeah. Also, this new... You know, this year is... Is Bioshock Infinite even coming out this year? Anyway, the year of the hook, because everybody's transporting themselves by hook now. in Assassin's Creed Revelations, he has a hook which he can travel on wires with. And in Bioshock Infinite, he has some weird hook thing with, like, machine wheels on it, which he can travel on wires with.
Peter Pan needs to cash in on this.
Travel by wire.
You were saying about Assassin's Creed, by the way.
Oh, yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, he wasn't actually saying anything about it, because there's not much to say about it.
Well, I just think, obviously, I'm an Assassin's Creed fan,
I really like, you know, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and not so much the first two, but I am fearful for this, because in Brotherhood, you can counter, and then off that counter, you can attack another enemy and insta-kill him. I am not sure, because of the way they presented the demo, if that's gone.
Yeah, it did look very sort of clunky, the way the combat
just,
was going.
I mean, he wouldn't finish another guy off with it. He was just like, and now I'm going to wait and counter. And now I'm going to wait and counter.
It looked very Assassin's Creed 1.
Yeah.
Which is very fearful.
Yeah, but I do like...
I don't think they'd be that stupid, but I am still scared about that.
I like the idea of how it's, again, it's an older Ezio, because Ezio, you know, it's like one of them, it's like... Altair was good, Ezio was fantastic, and no one gives a crap about Desmond, so it's more like...
Desmond's wearing a black jacket now.
It's basically fan service at this point. It's like, we get it.
Isn't he still inside the Animus?
Yeah.
Why is he wearing a black jacket?
Okay, no idea, but basically they're going to do... Desmond's in the Animus as Ezio, and Ezio is going to go back in time and be Altair.
The ancient...
seals.
Animus.
Yes, these seals and maybe even some otters.
Yeah. But and
that was awful.
What? Go out.
Go away now.
No.
There's a Desmond gameplay in there. What's the Desmond gameplay?
From what I saw of it,
it looked like he is trapped in Subject 16's mind.
I honestly don't know.
Maybe he is?
I don't know.
Let's see, what else came out? Dead Rising 2 off the record looks terrible. Saints Row the Third didn't get any gameplay. Need for Speed the Run, which I've got to make mention of it, actually looks kind of interesting, because now they're going to have QuickTime events where you're on foot and stuff, which the Need for Speed series is kind of... I think that might go badly for them, but I want to see how it works out.
Is it going to be like Burnout Paradise?
No.
Or no open wheel car game? No.
No, I can't tell. But the other one, which I didn't mention for whatever reason, is Battlefield 3, which hands down stole everything from me. It stole my money, it stole my credit card details, it stole my virginity, it stole my way of life, it stole my copy of The Fugitive, for God's sake.
It stole Straight Edge from you?
Yeah.
It's going to be better than Modern Warfare 3, but I play too many.
Battlefield 3 comes out 2 weeks before Modern Warfare 3.
So that's
which,
in November?
Yes, it's the 8th of November that Modern Warfare 3 comes out, and Battlefield comes out on the 25th of October.
Yeah, I mean...
Battlefield is basically delivering a big F you to Modern Warfare.
But Halo Anniversary and Skyrim...
Can I be honest?
Which makes me not care about either of the other games.
In terms of tier, it goes for me. Battlefield 3 is up here.
Yeah.
Skyrim's up here.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Just below, by the way.
Halo's here.
And then next.
Modern Warfare's down here.
Yeah, basically. Graphics-wise, it looks better than Modern Warfare. Gameplay-wise, it looks better than Modern Warfare. Story-wise, can't really tell at this point. Don't care. Looks better than Modern Warfare.
But, I mean, yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, I have a friend, a guy who I work with, who, he is a Modern Warfare fan. Any Call of Duty game he's played and got, and even he has said, yeah, he wants to play Battlefield before he plays Modern Warfare 3.
And you know why? Because there's only ever been one good Call of Duty game.
The first Modern Warfare?
Yeah.
Just real quick...
After that, they should have just given up.
Real quick, Cod, during the whole thing, was saying... we're going to bring out COD Elite, where we're going to do stat track. We're going to do stat track and then let you form clans.
Oh, so basically they're
bringing out... We're going to do stat track and we're going to let you do clans. We're going to charge you for the nose for it. Battlefield have been doing it for years for free and are still doing it for free. Why is this a new idea? Yeah,
because Bungie now they're charging for it.
The Bungie Network. is basically, I mean, what they showed of it was like, if you pay us, we'll show you like heat maps of where the action takes place. And it's like, oh, so you're
Bungie
ripping off Bungie.
Does do that, yeah.
But Bungie are under that umbrella now anyway, so. Which, speaking of, last thing to talk about today is Respawn versus Bungie. Bungie, who very well known for the Halo games and now working under Activision. Respawn, formerly Infinity Ward, now working under EA, have confirmed that they're doing the space shooter. Because they've already got DICE on Battlefield, which... So basically, we've got the space shooting masters of Bungie under Activision versus the guys who worked for Activision and no longer work for Activision because they think Activision are a pile of wank.
What good games have these guys actually made?
Modern Warfare.
Exactly. Modern Warfare 1, not 2. 2 was shit. They ruined Modern Warfare 1 with Modern Warfare 2. Why the fuck should I care about what they're making next? Let them fuck off into the dark already.
They made the first two COD games.
Yeah, COD 1, COD 2.
Back before it was, you know,
actual good games.
No, back before it was a fashion statement.
Yeah, they were good games back at the time as well.
I have the first one on HD on the Xbox, and I have not played any of it.
If you played it back at the time, it was good, trust me.
Oh, so it was good back then, but it's not good now. As opposed to Zoot, which is still going to be fucking awesome.
Kind of like how Halo may work out, so...
Just saying.
Lots of HD remakes.
There are a lot of HD remakes.
I think Halo's actually going to be... I think that's going to be interesting at best.
I think Craig's blood pressure has actually gone up in the past 5 minutes.
He probably has.
I like.
He's got some tiger blood in him, this boy.
Weaning.
Nintendo, we win.
And on that note, I think we do win.
Yeah, I think that's us done for E3 2011 calendar year.
That's post, what I meant to say.
And
post-apocalypse.
Yeah, it's post-apocalypse.
Then we're. What are we? When's the next show gonna be?
The next show is gonna be.
I'm gonna put you on a schedule.
Is this weekly? Is it monthly? Is it quarterly? Just before the next apocalypse. That's.
To be fair, we like you said before, we are like a quarterly. Well, we're like a financial institution.
To be fair, the last point that this will be is after that.
And he never stops
game
giving. I've noticed that today. You never stop giving, man. You're about the people.
The next podcast will definitely be after that event that we're actually going to this time.
It will definitely be before Eurogamer.
Will it? Oh, so yes. We'll have one before then.
We'll have at least one before Eurogamer, which is in September. So last one was in March. That's the third month. This is now
the sixth
June.
Month.
And which Eurogamer's in the ninth month. And that is, yeah.
So we are a quarterly podcast at this point.
We're on track. We're on course.
We will hope to get one out before then.
I'm working on it right now!
That's not what I meant, you freaks.
Oh, Gisto.
Freaks, seriously. I may leave.
Anyway, so...
See you in 2 weeks!
He's seeing you in 2 weeks. He's just going home now and...
Never coming back.
We've been the Peach Mountain Shoguns.
Listen this time!
And yeah, tell people, do it.
Yeah, tell
your friends. Do it. Put your fucking tweet. Do it.
Do it. You do it.
Do it!
The intro music's actually running at this point, that's the funny thing. Just haven't faded down yet.
Fair enough.
Is everyone enjoying the music, by the way? You can't actually listen to it. This is like the extended cut at this point.
Yes, very good music.
Mass Effect dance time. See you later!